Now we're not through with the tongue. Notice verse 7 here. For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed by mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. I remember several years ago when I was much younger and before I was married, a group of us young folk, including some of the young couples, when a circus would come to town, while we would go out at night to some home and have a time of fellowship, and then we would have a late dinner, and then we'd go down to the railroad yards for the circus to come in, and we'd watch the circus unload. And the parade of moving it out to the circus grounds was in progress, and we'd go along with it, and we'd watch them put up the tent. One morning, we were invited to have breakfast with them in the cook tent. And my, what a thrill it was. And then they would generally put up the tent where the animals were. That's where you entered the circus. And Clyde Beatty, who had had his own circus for a long time, why, he was then with the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, and he had charge of the wild animals. And he was the one who went in the cage and put them through their paces. And we were in that tent, not at that time as paid customers, but we're just watching them put up everything. Clyde Beatty went to a cage in which there were some little lion cubs. I think there were three or four of them. He took them out and began to play with them there. He would roll them and they would bite at him and he would grab them and turn them over and just having a big time with them. And we went over and asked him the question of why he did that. He said, I would never go in a cage with a lion that I had not brought up from the time it was a cub, because you can't train an old lion. And I begin with these little ones. And when they grow up in a fierce, fine-looking young lions, and they didn't use old lions then, Clyde Beatty didn't, he said, I put these fierce-looking lions in the cage, but he said, they know me. And I know them. May I say to you, you can tame a lion, you can tame an elephant, but you can't tame the little tongue. One little animal, no zoo has in captivity, no circus can make it perform. The tongue can no man tame. Only a regenerate tongue in a redeemed body that God has tamed can be used for him. And have you ever noticed that Paul said that we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth? The Lord Jesus said we're to sing a duet and it's to be in tune. The Lord Jesus said what's in the heart's going to come out. Somebody's put it like this. What is in the well of the heart will come out through the bucket of the mouth. And you're going to say it sooner or later. And have you ever noticed the man that Christ touched his tongue? I thought that was always a very wonderful thing, that the Lord Jesus touched his tongue. Now, let's come on down here, because we're not quite through here. He says, verse 9, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, who are made after the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. Now, the tongue that you and I have is capable of praising God or blaspheming God. The tongue is what lifts man above the animal world. Man, as we've said, is not a gibbering ape. Man's not a mockingbird either. Man can communicate with man and he can communicate with God. And when a man on Sunday can sing like an angel and then talk like a demon during the week, well, you label him. The Bible calls him a hypocrite. You can call him anything that you want to. I had a marvelous experience of that when I announced in the bank I worked that I was going to study for the ministry. The vice president, one of them, called me in, and he'd been a good friend of mine. He knew something of my life and how I'd lived. And he said, Vernon, I hope you're going to be a genuine preacher and a genuine servant of God. He says, the reason today I'm not a Christian is because of an experience I had during the war. Now, this is World War I. He said that they set up a bank out at the old powder plant at Old Hickory out of Nashville, Tennessee. And it was a branch bank, and they had difficulty balancing out there. One of the tellers was a soloist in one of the downtown churches in Nashville. And he said one day that he came out of the church, and one of the ladies there that had heard him sing a solo said, "You know, that man's the most wonderful man in the world. He sings just like an angel." And this vice president didn't say anything. But that woman had business at the bank out at Old Hickory. She had property there. And she came out one day, and that man was a teller in the bank out there. And so this man who was vice president, he was talking to this lady, and all of a sudden they heard the vilest language he said he thinks he'd ever heard. Came from this teller who was the soloist at this church. He attempted to balance, and he didn't balance, and I was a teller for several years, and I know that's just about as discouraging as anything that can happen to you. You know you got to go back over the whole transaction of the day. And this man began to rip out a blasphemy after, and this lady says, "Who in the world is that?" And he says, "Why, that's that soloist that sings like an angel on Sunday." A man can bless God with his mouth, or he can blaspheme God. You can do one of the two with the mouth you got. And the Lord Jesus says what's in the heart's going to be coming up through the mouth. That tongue's going to say it.